right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you. Live show's coming up, right? Live show's coming up. February 9th, I am at West Hampton. I'm at West Hampton out there at the brewery out there. February 28th, 29th. I am at Uncle Vinny's in New Jersey, Point Pleasant. March 7th, I'm all over the map. March 7th, I'm in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. The 13th, I'm in Mulcahy's on Long Island at Theatre. Tickets are flying for that one. 14th, I am at, where am I there on the 14th? Laugh, Boston. Can't wait to go to Boston. 15th, the MGM in Springfield. 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Big, big show at the Comic Strip. Just comedians from Ireland, just Irish comedians. And we're just hitting the road. Me and Sean Finnerty hitting the road. And there's a few other stuff in there. I'm at the Comic Strip. I'm at Westside Comedy Club. I'm at the Comedy Cellar. A lot of shows around. So come check me out live. Also, check out this podcast wherever you get it from on YouTube if you want to watch it. I'm wearing glasses today. Too many late nights. Too many early mornings. So yeah, if you want to, you know, check out wherever you go. I appreciate the support. If you like the episode, give it a thumbs up and a thumbs down and all that stuff. Comments and what have you, what have you. So so how you doing? How's everybody doing? Good? We doing all right? All right. So what I want to get into this week, I talked about this a few months back. And the conversation is back and the topic is back based on what is happening in the world today. So awards season is here, right? I know I talked about last week about the fall of celebrities and how nobody cares about them, but we're here now, right? Award season is in full effect, all right? So I need you to stop worrying about all those other things, all those unimportant things about on the brink of World War III, inflation at an all-time high, no jobs to be found, Stanley Cups are sold out, right? Babylon is about to fall. Okay? Ignore all those nonsense problems. Ignore them all. Right? We need to unite and get back together as one, and we have to find out what the fuck happened at the Oscars for this year. What is going on with Barbie? They have snubbed Barbie, everybody. Remember what I'm saying, Barbie. All right? Which, when you hear that name, you don't think of anything else but a doll. A doll that you used to play with, your sister used to play with. Maybe you're a young boy and you used to get your Action Man. I think you had G.I. Joe over here. We had Action Man. He was a bit taller. And you would get your sister's Barbie and you would make them smooch and rub together. And as a curious boy, you would always rub your sister's Barbie's breasts. Right, at least I did, and I know there's others out there like that. So when you think of Barbie, you don't think of political controversy ripping the fabric of the country and, may I say, the world apart because of the Oscars. So put everything aside, all your concerns, all the fact that you can't afford groceries this week, right? You're watching that. Put all aside that if you go to McDonald's now, or Burger King, this is true, the price of a regular Big Mac meal or a Whopper meal is way more than what it would cost you to go to a supermarket, buy a piece of steak, some vegetables and a starch, right? Which is a healthy meal. So remember that. So put all that aside. We need to figure out, because the Oscars are coming up, we need to know, why is Barbie getting snubbed? Why is that movie about a guy who fucks a grave? When his dead friend dies, he takes his dick out, fucks a grave, drinks man's bodily products, fluids from a bathtub water. These are the important things that need to be addressed, and we're going to do it right here on this week's episode. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Barbie, the nominations came out for the Oscars, and which I know Mick, we know that. We get the alerts on our phones. It is our priority number one. We have sirens in our towns that go off. Oh no, the Oscar alarm is going off. Quickly, kids, gather round. Let's find out who is getting nominated. So, the Barbie movie is the main one because first of all, before I go into it, may I say, Ryan Gosling, thank you, Ryan Gosling, for all that you do. Thank you, Ryan, for finally getting a movie you know, you did something out there that you finally got us men on the map again. I feel like it's a win for us white men, because we don't get enough. We don't get enough praise in this world. And the fact that Ryan Gosling was able to overcome all the obstacles of being gorgeous, kind, a lovely smile, a great dancer, you know, despite all of those disabilities that he has, of all those negative things I just listed, he was able to overcome that and get an award for us men in a movie that is so, you know, we've been held down for years, us white men. And it's just great to finally get a win. You know, I feel taller today. When I read that Ryan Gosling got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, I felt taller. You know, and if he wins, what kind of doors is he going to open for the rest of us? What kind of, we can shoot for the stars now, lads. Did you know that? I didn't know that. We can do so many things now. Ryan Gosling has showed us the way. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you for all. It couldn't have been easy. You know, as a fellow attractive man myself, not on your level, of course, Ryan. I do not claim to be there, but it's hard out there, man. It's hard out there to be, you know, a white male with straight, clean teeth. And you're doing it. You're doing it, Ryan. And you've showed us all that you are the way. So congratulations, Ryan. And thank you for all that you've suffered through. Now, I put something like that online and I got attacked for it, right? Because who got mad? Only the gals. All the gals got upset. The gals are not happy. Oh, boy. Yeah, so Barbie got 8 nominations. Fucking 8 nominations for a movie about a doll. That's fucking phenomenal, you would think, right? You'd think they would be happy with 8 nominations for an award ceremony that doesn't mean shit, right? It doesn't mean shit, you know? Like I heard a story, not to go into depression story, but I heard this guy who told a story. He was in Iraq, and he lived there, and he was at church, Catholic church. He was a Christian man in Iraq. And he's with his son. Someone comes in and they yell, ISIS is coming, right? And ISIS showed up with these tanks and he ran out. He left his son behind. His son froze at the door with fear. And they came up and they shot his son and killed him. And, you know, and I think that guy, you know, because he doesn't have problems. Because we're facing real problems here. We're worried about Barbie not getting a nomination. That's what should be our priority. So this guy was just in church. And then all of a sudden he was martyred. This poor boy was martyred. And they shot him 6 times in the head. But I'm sure his dad, who you know, he and his mother, the father and mother, you know, they know. They go, yeah, we are having a bad day, but it's not as bad as only Barbie getting 8 nominations. It's only, we only lost our son, our only son. I mean, we have a struggle, sure, but it's nothing compared to what all these people are going through right now, knowing Barbie didn't get nominated for Best Actress, and the director didn't get nominated for Best Director, you know? It's an outrage that what's happening to these people, these poor Barbie people. I've watched hundreds of hours of Marvel movies, DC movies, all shite movies, but I fucking enjoy them. They're great. I never once said, give him an Oscar. Never once. Although Endgame should have got an Oscar for lots of reasons, but I never said, give him an Oscar. Not once did I say that, because that's the thing I'm into. I never once said that, give him an Oscar, right? I know you voted on Black Panther for a few Oscars, but, you know, let's be honest. We know why you voted on it, right? Let's be honest. You got the sympathy vote, right? Chadwick died, and you want to throw Oscars at dead people. And I get that. I get it. You did it with Heath Ledger, and I love it. However, it's fine. They're just golden little statues that mean fuck all. All it does when you get an Oscar, by the way, it goes, I'm an Oscar nominee. Are you? Yeah, well, you're going to get $4 million a movie. Okay. I just got nominated for an Oscar, $7 million a movie now. I won an Oscar, $10 million a movie now. So what the fuck are we on about? What are you worried about? So Barbie comes in and Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated for Best Director, and the world has been fucking flipped over on its axis. The flat earthers are even saying this world could be round because it's fucking spinning, boys. It is fucking spinning. She didn't get nominated for Best Director, and everybody, well, how does he get nominated for Best Movie but not Best Director? Well, because You just didn't. That's not how it works. And in all the news are outlined, all the news articles, you know the ones, you know the news ones out there that want to just pander to you. You know the news channels want to tell you what you want to hear to make us fight, to make us, you know, like, you like your guy, they like their guy. So instead, let's, if you have them fight, it means you'll divide, you'll dive more into your guy. So the fucking news were covering it, but the news. Remember the news used to be like, in Syria, an attack happened. We'll stay with it and let you know what happens with any survivors. You know, maybe not 17. Like the news would tell you what happened. Now it's beep, 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 beep. This just in, Barbie snubbed at the Oscars. That was fucking news to people. BBC, here's why you didn't get it. Because she was a woman. You got enough awards. You just didn't get the one you wanted. And you're still not fucking happy. You're still not happy with fucking women, man. You're constantly just, and this is going to sound terrible. Look, before I start off, I can say, like, I'm a feminist. By the mere definition of the word, I'm a feminist. I have a daughter. I have nieces. I have sisters, right? I'm surrounded. I had a mother. She died. I have a wife of all that stuff, right? I want all of them to succeed. I want all of them to be treated fairly. All of them to go out and have equal rights, equal pay, all of that shit. Right? I want to have them to feel safe in the world. I want to have them all of that. So by definition, I'm a feminist. But fucking this shit, man, of give it to us because we want to be... I swear to God, people just ask if... You know what? Give them their fucking award so they'll shut the fuck up. That's what it's like, by the way. That's what it's like when you're in a relationship, if you're married or if you're... You know what I'm talking about. Men won't turn to their wives right now listening to this and go, he's right. He's fucking right. And women will probably turn to their husbands or boyfriends who are they're with and listen to this episode right now, because couples listen to this when they fuck. Some people told me that. Me and my husband, we like to put it on. It sets this mood. We have sex when you know, we just like to do it. We go wild. We listen to your podcast on in the background and we get down and dirty. But I know some wife is going to turn... Is that true? And he's going to go, I don't know what this Australian guy is talking about, sweetheart. I don't know what he's on about at all. This is not true. Women, we just give in because we're sick. We're not, like, this is the thing too. Like, women, like, you kind of think we're afraid of you as well. Like, that's another thing that's funny I see. You know, like, remember I talked about a few weeks ago, the t-shirt. Men, be grateful. We only want equality, not revenge. I could take on 10 of your best, including Ronda Rousey. Stop. We're not afraid of you. I've said it to you before. We could all have you handcuffed to every radiator by noon. Shush. We want you to have equal rights. Just stop fucking bitching and moaning when things don't go your fucking way. All right? You're not getting it just because you cry. I mean, you will. You'll get it. And what does that do? What kind of message is that sending to your daughters who you want to succeed and be fucking yas queens, right? What kind of message is this sending it to them? Sweetheart, put your head down, work very hard, study, fail, keep failing, learn from those failures. When you get knocked down, learn to get back up again, right? When someone stops you, you just fucking end up, you go around them. You find that if someone's better than you, you work harder and become better than them. That's not the message anymore. That's not the message. Listen, sweetheart, if you don't get what you want, I want you to... Remember that thing we did when you were in Toys R Us that time? Remember that? Remember we took a Toys R Us all those years ago? Yeah, remember that? And you held your breath and pulled your ears and stamped your feet? Yeah, yeah. That, and then I end up just giving up because your mother was hassling me and I just couldn't give in anymore, so I bought you the fucking doll, right? Do that for the rest of your life and that's how you get what you want. Is that the message you want to send to the ladies of the world, the young girls out there who want to be inspired? Is that it? Or do you want to just give him the message? You know, shit happens. You don't always get what you want. Wasn't it Mick Jagger that said that? You can't always get what you want. What message do you want to give to your kids? You know, and then Gosling comes out. Gosling comes out, writes this message. Oh, this is an outrage. Brian, mate, listen, buddy, pal. I know what you're doing. You don't mean it. You're just like, let me get the fuck ahead of this now. Let me write something really quickly to get these fucking cackling hens out of my ear. Because you know that's going to... Because people are going to come... What's your statement on it, right? Like, they were going to come after him regardless. So he just got ahead of it and clickety, clickety, click. This will keep you happy. Send. Right? Send. And also, he's going to get an Oscar, right? And I hope he does. Or, you know, I hope he gets an Oscar, right? But if he doesn't, like, wouldn't it be weird if he got... See, here's the thing too. Like, he's a great actor, and I'm a fan of his. I really am. And you know, I'm a fan of Margot Robbie, by the way. I'm a big fan of Margot Robbie. I'm not against her, right? But it's just like, I think if Ryan Gosling gets the Oscar, it's kind of got to him as an artist. I'm sure he's going to... Like, fuck, that's what I got the Oscar for? Like, you look at all the Oscars that are out there, that what they were won for, and he's getting his for Barbie. You know what I mean? It's got to be... Oof. It's like, who do you call it? What was the great rock and roll guy? Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, right? Black guy, rock and roll. You know who Chuck Berry is. Fucking... Right? Amazing. Amazing artist. He only had one number one. One number one. Do you know what that was for? Do you know what that was for? My Ding-a-ling. My Ding-a-ling. My Ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my Ding-a-ling. Chuck Berry, the fucking man who melts your face on a guitar writing these deep lyrics. He writes a joke song, My Ding-a-ling, and it goes straight to fucking number one. Why? Because people are morons. People are morons, and we're out there and we're teaching them to fucking just bend to them. We're just lowering ourselves to the lowest common denominator. We want Barbie. Give him fucking Barbie. Give him fucking Barbie. You know, it's the fucking patriarchy again. It's not, look, again, I gotta say it, ladies. I gotta say it. I've said it before. You have equal rights. In America. In America, you have equal rights. In Europe, you have equal rights. You fucking do, right? Now, I know we might turn around and talk about, I'm gonna sneeze. Tissue, excuse me. Now, I understand there is something you might throw in that fucking boomerang about the your body, my body, my choice. That's a different conversation for another day, even though I do agree with you, that part is fucked up, right? But when it comes to pay scales, you kind of have it made, right? You're all in there, you get the same fucking job, same pay, right? You get the same pay, you get standards lowered when it comes to physical things, right? Like the fire department, like the police force, like the military, which, by the way, I do think you should have females in all of these areas. Why? Because sometimes, you know what, you get called to a 911 call, you walk up and there's a fucking female, maybe she slipped in the shower, you know, you don't want a fucking fat dude from Long Island, from Syosset, walking, oh, you cover your tits, right? You want a female to go, sometimes a female touch is nice in these things, but we lower standards for you in these physical things. We're kind of giving you everything that you're asking for. And now we got to fucking just bow down and give you Oscars because you're bitching and moaning about it. Like, when are we just going to award achievements? Like, when are we going to award achievements, not complaining about the fucking achievements? That's my point. That's the point I'm trying to make. Get something because you earned it. Well, this movie made so many, almost a fucking so many billion dollars. It did. It really did. It did. And you know how you got rewarded? By your fucking paycheck. That was your reward. That was your reward. You got paid a shit ton of money. Just because it wasn't recognized as what you wanted to be. Everyone is all, like, I'm watching these things. Like, it's, first of all, I haven't seen the movie. So I'm not even, if you notice, I haven't shit on the movie, by the way. I haven't said it's a terrible movie. It's garbage. It's only about, it is only about a doll, right? There's no other way you can twist that around. It's about a doll. I'm not shitting on the movie watch because I haven't seen it. I'm not that kind of guy. I like to be informed before I make a decision on something. So it could be a great movie. It might be a shit movie, right? But is it worthy, like, of Oscars? Maybe it is. But just because you didn't get the one you wanted, is that how it works now? I'm serious. Like, shoot, I make something, Oscars. Like, nobody's watching this year. Maybe it's all a publicity stunt to get people to watch, because nobody is fucking watching this garbage anymore. Nobody's watching this shit anymore. You just go, you watch a movie, and you, like, listen, we need more movies to come out that are, like I talked about the Iron Claw. We need more movies, like, for, you know, for us out there, for us men. Men need more movies. Like the remake of Roadhouse. How good does that look with Jake Gyllenhaal and Colin Farrell? Right? I hope that gets an Oscar. I'm looking at the trailer. Looks like the worst acting I've ever seen. But because I'm a man, I like watching shit blow up. I'm a former fighter. Colin's from Ireland. Connor's from Ireland. All the fight scenes in it. If that doesn't get an Oscar next year, because it's got everything I like, I'm going to complain. all us men are going to get together and we want Roadhouse to get an Oscar. And if it doesn't, we will riot. We will riot. That's not true. Relax. Don't be fucking shadow banning me YouTube and all those other channels. So what's the message you want to give? Piss and moan about it until you get what you want. Or do you want to teach, if you want equality for women, let them appreciate their art. Let them work hard through their work, through their art as artists. Right? You know, by the way, when women got it in the past, nobody patted them on the back and said, like, they have categories for best female, right? If they didn't care, they wouldn't have that category. If you really wanted to clear the, imagine you did that. Imagine you just got rid of best actor. I know actor's supposed to be man, actress means woman, but I mean best actor overall. What if you did that category? What if you did that category? Because you have best male, best female lead, supporting as well, supporting lead, supporting female. What if you just didn't do that? What if you put the best supporting actor, the best actor, right? What if you did, then if you just kept going with that and went best female director, best male director, right? So the fact that you broke up the other categories shows that women are getting recognized. Maybe that's because they probably couldn't, you know, I don't know. But if you look at that, like, there's been some amazing female actresses that got awards, very well deserved, when awards meant something, I think. Right? You have your Meryl Streep, your Kathy Bates, Sally Field. I could go on, right? Just amazing, amazing performances. Like, The Godfather, by the way, didn't get nominated. You know what I mean? Like, The Godfather didn't get anything. Got fuck all. I mean, I think Godfather 2 did. Or vice versa. I could be fucking that up. But one of them got fucked over. The Godfather. Like it or not, it is, you know, probably known as one of the greatest movies of all time. The Godfather. That guy, fuck all. One or two didn't get it. And you're worried about a fucking Barbie movie. Let's get our priorities right, people. Let's get our priorities right. Anyway, thanks for liking, sharing, subscribing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. I hope at the Oscars your guys and girls win. And I hope you're happy. And but anyway, I have to go. Next week I might not have a video one because I'm going to the Bahamas for a weekend. But come see me live. I appreciate it. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.